There's irony in that, too. When you think back to the moment where Mitt Romney said he thought Russia was the biggest problem, and President Obama said, you know, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back. But to stick to what's going on in this Michael Flynn case, one of the things I think a lot of Americans, when they look at this, they say, what did he lie about exactly? And you sort of break it down, and then you talk about how they, when the FBI went in, they didn't really try to unravel that lie specifically.
Well, the concern was that the acting attorney general, who is the deputy attorney general, Sally Yates, testified that she could not figure out in the month of January whether the FBI was pursuing a criminal investigation or a counterintelligence investigation. It seemed that the reasons for keeping it open shifted, you know, when to get different answers from the former director, James Comey. And what ultimately James Comey said was that when he saw an interview in the transition from Vice President-elect Mike Pence, where he presumed that he had lied and that Flynn had lied to him about his phone conversation with the Russian ambassador, that he needed to send his agents in to find out what had happened. But what we know from looking at the transcripts, or I shouldn't say transcripts, the notes of that interview, is that at no point did the agents ask Flynn about what he had told Pence about his phone call. So, you know, that seemed like a very disingenuous answer. And you have to remember that, you know, the one thing that we know about what Mike Flynn and Kislyak talked about in regards to sanctions, according to the plea that Mike Flynn made at the end of December 2017, and that he's since revoked in earlier this year, is that he urged him not to escalate after the Obama administration expelled 35 Russian spies and imposed fairly minor sanctions on their intelligence services. So asking an adversary not to escalate in response to an outgoing administration's actions, as the motion to dismiss the case filed earlier this month said, is evidence that Flynn was advancing U.S. interests, not evidence that he was a witting or unwitting Russian asset. And so to keep it open on those grounds after they had were ready to close the case is kind of inexplicable.
Yeah. You write about the Pienka memo and a lot of really interesting details in this piece that dig in on the railroading of Michael Flynn, as your piece is called. Eli, thank you. Good to have you here tonight.
Thank you so much.